Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The third baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The DH, David Ortiz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Berba. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lawton takes first base on ball four. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Walker throws to second for one, and Mears throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Justice moves to second. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thome hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ortiz takes first base on ball four. Coomer moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles hits a line drive off the glove of Coomer, and into shallow right field. Giles reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lawton hits a ball on the ground for an out. Gates goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a pop-up towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to second. Two outs. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mears trying to get to home. Giles throws the ball into Fryman who relays the ball to Alomar who tags Mears who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coomer strikes out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Tewksbury covering, for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to second. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Berba covering, for the out. Mears moves to third. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawton is walked intentionally. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Lawton moves to second. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mormon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Giles strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Greg Swindell now pitching. Mark Whiten pinch hits for David Bell. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Jeff Branson now playing second base. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz is hit by the pitch. John Shea pinch runs for David Ortiz. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears strikes out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Denny Hocking now playing second base. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Justice is 0-for-3 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tomey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tomey is 0-for-3 in the game. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.